Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And that beautiful piece of music that you just listened to there was by the fantastic band Popol Vuh. And it's taken from an album called In the Gardens of Pharaoh and the Guir. And that particular track was called Vuh. I've been wanting to do this particular show for a while now. Popol Vuh being one of the sort of the pinnacles of krautrock, and yeah, I just wanted to generally just skim the surface of what Popol Vuh actually means, and I've managed to sort of scrabble down the bits of text of what I think Popol Vuh is, and why they exist. They're named after America's oldest book, the Popol Vuh, which means Book of the People, and in fact corresponds quite well to our Christian Bible, and it's one of the most important pieces of the Kishmaya, of the Kishmayan Indians, and it's one of the treasures of their library, of the actual Maya that survived the Spanish conquest. And the Kishmaya were the most powerful nation of the Guatemalan highlands in pre-conquest times. And they were a branch of the ancient Maya, whose remarkable civilization in pre-Columbian America was in many ways comparable to the ancient civilizations of, say, the Mediterranean. The Popol Vuh was first transcribed in the Kish language, but obviously in Latin, and it was in the middle part of the 16th century by some unknown Kishmayan Indian or Indians, and this now lost and sacred manuscript was copied by Father Francisco Jimenez. Then he was a parish priest of a village called Santo Tomas Chichi Castañega in the highlands of Guatemala, and it's the mythology and the traditions and the cosmology and the history of the Kishmaya includes the chronology of their kings down to 1550, and are related in a simple yet literary style by the Indian chronicler or chroniclers of the Popol Vuh text. And it's written in an elegant style that is as an epic of the most distinguished literary style. That's a quote, by the way. And the chance preservation of this classic manuscript only serves to emphasize the magnitudes of its loss, and in which the world has suffered in almost total destruction of Aboriginal American literature as a whole. Anyway, I just thought I've been wanting to talk about Popol Vuh for a while, and hopefully that's like a nice little taster to what actual Popol Vuh means, and it's not just about the glorious music that was made by Florian Fricker. Anyway, we're going to play the complete side of Affenstunde. This is Affenstunde. Thank you.
Thank you.